Don't let teachers scare or trick you into memorization. Let me be very clear about this. While it is not a conspiracy, you didn't choose cramming. You were manipulated into it. Let me show you what you are up against, and how impossible it will seem at first. The notion of prerequisite classes is mostly about getting you to brainlessly memorize. No one sat down to invent it this way. It is just that over time, teachers settled into it, because it worked out well for them. The way you see the truth in this is by asking yourself, what the heck is a school anyway? You have to back all the way out and ask if the invention of school should have a mechanism that will force students into memorization, cramming, and pretending to learn if they skip a prerequisite or misunderstand it. Do we want to cut students off? Deny them access to knowledge, to lectures, because they don't know something? Do people learn in an order dictated by standards? And should they fail if they take too long? Should we put everyone in rows and cut lectures off at a precise time and then mix them up? Do you see? The entire organization of school serves the teachers, and they serve you with a threat of ridicule, low GPA, or being held back, and then easy to memorize disconnected facts. Prerequisites or classes that assume you memorized other classes are just plumbing that passes you along so that they can get a paycheck. And don't ask how classes could possibly work if there was a mix of people with different levels of knowledge. People always have different levels of knowledge. We all have unique talents and curiosities. You see, it isn't just the prerequisites, but the darn classrooms and the timed lectures and the sitting in rows that is all connected to push you into desperate memorization. Teachers are forcing you to memorize that which will be on state tests so that they can keep accreditation and keep getting paid. That generic art teacher with watercolors in hand does not ask questions. They just do their job as not to get fired. That seems reasonable, but it is not. It would be fine if their actions didn't impact anybody else. They wouldn't be hurting or tricking or lying to anybody. Not asking questions is the way the fraud happens. Talk about teaching critical thinking. They have threatened you with bad grades, bad GPA, being held back and permanently marked as delayed, and threatened your career. And they are giving you materials so bad and under the worst possible circumstances and configuration in order to process you like a sausage for a paycheck. Memorization is a guaranteed way to keep accreditation. It is predictable. It is controllable. Your genius is not. In some cases, they medicate students who are fine, just don't want to fill their heads with nonsense. That is some monster level stuff. Not asking questions is a bad idea. Real schools that actually want to educate, that have real teachers that do want to enable students with great new talents, focus on projects. And projects that students are curious about. More than that, they let them frequently switch which curiosity they wish to satisfy. See? No classrooms, no prerequisites. The only prerequisite here is that it is something that you want to do, that you want to learn. Real teachers know that you only learn when you are interested in something. Fake teachers threaten you with being held back and give you an easy way out that just happens to require memorization. Which, by the way, looks great on state testing. That's why it's happening. Fake teachers keep you away from classes that you have not yet memorized for because that will drop their performance score. Real teachers let you join the project and others will help you out. And it is not just the prerequisites and classrooms. Nope. Subjects and subject divisions are part of that nonsense too. Real teachers let you start assembling your 3D printer, let you take a break and shock you with the magic of placing just a vertex or two in 3D space. Not something you want to do when learning 3D modeling, but heck, ask someone to hold your cocoa and go for it. It's magical. Real teachers will show you the magic of putting a few vertices on the screen and rotating things around so that you know what an edge is for, so that you know what a surface is for. Fake teachers will delay your access to the 3D printer until your creativity and curiosity is so mangled that you don't want to learn 3D, that you just want to graduate out of there. And yes, memorization plays a role here too. Was this crime designed by evil geniuses that could foresee everything? No, it was grown. Teachers and principals just know not to change a damn thing when it's working. They won't question validity of state testing, and they won't question textbooks. They'll just get you to memorize for it so that they keep getting paid. Your education is not their job. Passing you along through a crappy educational pipeline for a paycheck is their job. But are they actually blocking you to break your spirit? Yes. Maybe by calling your interests awesome and talented extracurricular or something, or downright dismiss it as disrupting the class. They are blocking you. They are hurting you. They are, in a way, destroying your creativity. And then you will be pressured to graduate and get a job, and you won't be able to reconnect with it. Listen, designing circuits is done via a program that gives you all the numbers, your voltages and resistance. Everything is calculated for you. You just put your circuits together and have it printed on an actual circuit board. That's beautiful. You will love to do the calculations on the back of an envelope later on. Right now, you can be splicing electronics in less than a week and probably just a couple of days. a cheap robotic vacuum cleaner with a Raspberry Pi. Here you will learn Linux, Bash, Python, JavaScript, C, C++, build your own MP3 players, cardboard drones, and frankly, cool hacking tools. Subject divisions are such a bad idea that most people just lose it when they see the harm that they have caused. Within 2 hours, you can be composing your own music with LMMS. The good stuff in music is the simple stuff. Sampling, getting a neat chord and melody, a bit of reverb, and in the first 10 minutes, you make a cool song. 10 minutes. That 10 minutes will change your life and you will become a master composer later on. This is so good that any mention of music theory in high school almost seems like fraud. Invent your own music theory. The notes are just sound frequencies. Invent your own scale, your own keyboard. Or just don't worry about it at all. Just sit down and compose by ear. Did you figure out that you can use the projector above your head in art class to beam your selfies or your friend photos on a canvas and skip over the whole line drawing part and just get to the part where you are swimming in color? Do you understand how many artists gave up because they thought they couldn't draw? Do you know how horrible that is? Faking art instruction and preventing people from becoming artists is a crime on a level that we can't even grasp. That's like reaching into someone and taking away their dreams or happy thoughts. And for what? To look like they are teaching? To make it seem like your Quasimodo portraits are getting there? Just a couple more semesters and you'll get it? And get what that you can't accomplish with a damn projector? Graduation? Poverty? Disenchantment? Get far away enough so that you can spot the whole damn fraud of it? Digital art is even better than using a projector. Hyper-realistic paintings are your first step. Did you know that your real problem in art is self-control? You have the power to rebuild reality. Teachers, politicians, dictators are yours to reshape, to show them for who they really are. Their faces distorted with bellowing laughter. You learn math from generative art, physics from building drones and 2D game engines, profound and dense literature from hiking and camping, where you make a point of having no less than 5 hefty study guides to spoil the damn story so that you can get the full picture as you are walking through the woods with an audiobook in your ears. What better way to comprehend a book in full? See, you don't need subject divisions because every one of your curiosities has 3 more tucked behind it. It is your tree of knowledge. As you grow, you will discover that you want to grow all the way up. That your knowledge and wisdom will be enough to keep together as a great being. Where you will face how small you are and work hard to make lasting contributions to humankind. In the absence of teachers, you become the teacher. In the absence of real schools, You need to self-educate and build them. Do it for the world. Do it for a more authentic future. Do it to make all of your aches and pains count for more.